listener production.
G'day, it's Tom Parry with you. Residents of Beachport are pushing for more childcare services in their town. They've formed a subcommittee to lobby Wattle Range Council and government agencies for funding to provide childcare 3 days each week at the local primary school. Beachport is currently serviced by a childcare on wheels service, operating at the school 1 day per week. Football clubs on the Limestone Coast have earned a share in the first round of the Facilities Fund initiative. Panola Footy Club is receiving $150,000 to put towards updating their player and umpire change rooms. Club president Matt Tilby says the rooms could definitely do with a spruce up.
Probably haven't had much work done to them in the last 50 years. They're fairly archaic, and yeah, just to make them more multi-purpose and yeah, just make them usable for the women's football moving forward and all-inclusive sort of change rooms.
Tantanoola is the other southeast club to earn a share of funding. It's been given $6,700 for new goalposts and backing nets. In other football news, our region will miss out on hosting a Gava Round match next year, with a game having instead been confirmed for Lindock in the Barossa. Despite this, member for Mount Gambier, Troy Bell, believes we can still capitalise on the event moving forward.
We've got to put up to the state government ideas and the funding required to get people to come through Mount Gambier. Now, you know, whether that's cheap flights from Mount Gambier to Adelaide, whether it's a food and wine festival, whether it's an SNFL game down here, there's a lot that can be done.
And there are concerns the cost of refurbishing the Millicent Swimming Lake could be larger than first thought. Wattle Range Council is hoping to upgrade the facility with new pipes and a concrete base over the coming months. But Council's CEO Ben Gower has told the SE Voice that there may be significant cost implications owing to some specific design issues.